understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
You know, the Michael McDonald version is just as excellent.
No, it's not.
I disagree.
I like his version, but this is
they're both
fantastic. Different. Yeah, but this Motown is.
Greg, I don't think you should comment on music anymore.
Why? This is Motown. I'm from Motown. I can speak however I want. I'm telling you, Michael McDonald did a nice version.
He speaks Motown.
So now you're qualified to talk Red Wings hockey as well, huh?
Yeah. Did you say you went to Joe Louis? Did you go to Joe Louis at all?
Never set foot in Joe Louis Arena.
How is that possible?
I was in the suburbs. That's down in Detroit.
In the burbs.
Well, where were the Pistons? They weren't. Where were they?
The only time I ever saw
in Auburn Hills?
The only time I saw the Pistons play was when they were in Auburn Hills.
You didn't go to any pro games as a kid?
I went to Auburn Hills. Well, no, not as a kid.
You went to Tiger Stadium?
Much later. I've only been to 2 games at Tiger Stadium.
You never went as a kid?
No.
No?
In fact, that's a bone of contention I have with my parents.
No dad? No. Son?
Disco demolition?
I've never been to some peanuts and Cracker Jack?
Never been to the Big House. Ever.
Ooh.
Where Michigan plays?
Yeah.
Huh.
I left Michigan when I was 8. And we just really didn't go to games.
Not a game family, huh?
What about college?
Well,
no college?
Kind of are now.
Yeah.
No college
games? When I moved to Indiana, I went to numerous Indiana and Purdue games.
But what about college basketball when you were a kid? No.
Again, I was out by 8.
I know, but so? But you didn't go to any Michigan games at 8?
No. No. We weren't a sports-going family.
Oh.
Much to my chagrin.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it was.
That's why you don't. Should have had season tickets for the Red Wings.
I've never been to a home Lions game, but I've seen them numerous times on the road wherever I've lived in this country as I've moved all
over.
You
saw them play.
You've never been to Pontiac Silverdome?
No. Well, I've been to the Silverdome, but not at a game. If that makes any sense.
Why?
A concert.
I was there for. We actually went to a Lions training camp in '79 down the road. I got Gary Danielson's autograph. I asked Al Bubba Baker for his autograph. He says, I ain't signing nothing but a back of a check. and then we went to, there's a restaurant, there was a restaurant in the end zone, a Denny's actually, at the Silverdome. I had lunch there. It's the only time I've been to the Silverdome.
Did you ever, as a young lad, go up to your dad and say, Pop, can we go to the Michigan-Ohio State game?
Back when it was competitive.
No, I would say at that time.
Did you want to?
Not really.
Why?
The Tigers were just something I watched on TV. I never really thought about going.
I think.
I listened to them on the radio, Ernie Harwell.
Radio.
There is this, I don't know, maybe it's just me and my agent, but there was something very special about going the first time I ever stepped foot at Fenway Park with my father, and I was it was 75. Mm. Yeah, and I just never will forget that whole week. I couldn't sleep.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my God,
excited, Pete.
Oh,
well,
walk up and you just see the grass and then the monster, and we had roof box seats above third base, and
yeah,
man, it was just the Louis Tion pitch that day, and it was just.
I've been to numerous professional events at many stadiums, but again, my first 8 years, we didn't. I've seen, I can't count how many baseball stadiums I've been in, NBA games I've seen, NFL in various places, just as an adult.
My first game I ever went to, I was 6 in 1973, and that's when Providence that year went to the Final Four. That's the, you know, I met Dave Gavitt and blah, 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 blah. But, and they beat. Holy Cross that day, I think, which was a big rivalry back then. Yeah. But I remember that was the first. I was 6 years old. That was the first game I went to.
When we were a kid, we went to the Indy 500 every year. I mean, it was a professional sporting event.
Yeah.
But
boring.
Not back then. It wasn't.
I'd like to go to that.
But I will say this: when you give them your ticket and you walk into your gate, and you see the professional field, whether it be the Indianapolis Motor Speedway or a baseball and you see the green grass just it's It's unreal when you do it for the first time.
That's what I mean.
It's so exciting.
I'm sure it is. I felt that way with family. My dad would not take me to the old shape. He would not take me to Patriot games. Would not. Yeah. It's too dangerous.
Oh, was it?
Oh, brutal.
Well,
in the 70s. It was. They wouldn't allow them on Monday Night Football.
Detroit?
For a long
time.
Yeah, no.
Not the safest of places.
Well, Foxborough wasn't the city. Foxborough is you know, in a nice suburb.
Yeah.
It was the people that were there, all drunk a-holes. I mean, mean, bad. Have you ever heard of an NFL team that would not allow, the city would not allow, in litigation, would not allow Monday Night Football for many years?
Wow. Now, the corner that Tiger Stadium sat on was, you have to keep your head on a swivel.
Hey!
Back in the day.
2-3-9, when I was a kid, I'd be so excited about going to Fenway. My parents would have to pull over so I could puke out of excitement.
Really? Wow.
All right. Who are you, Shane Falco and the Replacements?
Hmm. What?
Shane Falco puked because he was so excited to get back in the game.
Oh.
Speaking of
not playing.
Mikey Womp Womp has texted in. He says, hey, Sox. He's referring to me.
Yeah.
Gary Danielson actually has a home down here in Naples. Well, so do I. So there.
Got something. How about that?
In common.
Yeah.
This Saturday's game, FAU has been postponed against FSU. FSU, you're supposed to host them in Boca, and not happening because of USF and what happened at Notre Dame and the COVID stuff there.
Yeah, you said FSU.
I meant USF. Sorry.
I know you did.
FAU hosting
USF. I was going to get to that.
I'm sure Chris had the right version in his Sports Center rundown.
Well, it just
Here's
came out.
Chris.
5-12.
Brett McMurphy is reporting that the USF-FAU game has been postponed because of USF's COVID issues. How about that? Former Chicago Bears star Gale Sayers passed away at the age of 77. Panthers running back Christian McCaffrey placed on IR. He will be out 3 weeks, eligible to return week 6 against the Bears. Game 4 Eastern Conference Finals tonight. We'll have it starting at 8 o'clock. Heat hold a 2-1 series lead over the Green People.
Anthony Lynn on the mistake made with Tyrod Taylor's pregame injection. Quote, I'm not angry at all. It happens. No, it doesn't.
Well, it's pretty rare.
Puncture a lung?
Yeah.
It's the first I've heard of this in the NFL.
No, I think you said Deshaun Watson something.
But he got hit.
I'm telling you. I've asked for a similar medical procedure back in my day when I had a pulled muscle under my shoulder blade, and a doctor wouldn't do it because he goes, well, we might accidentally puncture your lung. It's a thing. It can happen. It's a high risk thing. What? They knew the risk. They had an accident and he couldn't play. I don't think there was any negligence going on. I don't think any trainer's going to lose his job. Yeah. This is a risk. You know, doctors will tell you if you have XYZ procedure, there's some risk with it. All right. Any operation you have, there's a 1% chance you could die. They let you know that ahead of time.
No,
every time you take a drug, you see like at the end of the commercial, all the things. You could be paralyzed. You could have anal seepage. You could have all these things that come with all these side effects.
You sound like a scroll for, this drug will be great for you, except blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I'll keep the runny nose.
Yeah,
but you're right in the story, because I mentioned it earlier, that the injection he received is not entirely uncommon, but it carries a risk because a doctor injects without seeing where the needle is going.
Yeah.
It's impossible to see.
I still don't know why he didn't have an MRI for the ribs before. Why, whatever. However, the NFL Players Association is investigating the medical mishap, according to NFLPA.
As they should.
Assistant Executive Director of External Affairs, George Atala. Mm.
So he's out indefinitely.
Yeah.
At least one game. Right,
they've already said that Herbert's going to be starting
at minimum.
Minimum one.
Sounds suspicious.
And then when Herbert throws for 300 yards again, you'll never see Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor may never start again. Not on this team, anyway.
Right,
again. That's a shame too.
Same thing that happened to him in Cleveland.
Hey, Pete, maybe the Pats can pick him up.
Well, Pete's very high on him.
I don't know.
Loves Tyrod.
Thinks he's an upper third quarterback.
I wouldn't mind him as a backup.
You've gone from having Tom Brady for 20 years to now wanting Tyrod Taylor as your backup, who's going to replace Cam Newton when he gets hurt running a one-year dive.
Well, Stidham's not healthy yet, so it's still a Hoyer backup.
Oh, are you still on this Jared Stidham nonsense? He's never playing.
Totally forgot about Jared Stidham.
He's never playing. He's not very good. There's a reason they went out and got Cam Newton.
Well, it will be interesting to see if they sign Cam. It's such a hard thing to do. How many more games do you wait before you really take a chance and sign him long term? I think they're seriously thinking about it. I just want to see him stay healthy.
Here's
for
what Chris will tell
weeks.
You got 14 games left. Run him into the ground, and if he survives,
he's a quarterback. I disagree with that. Actually, I disagree
they're not
with
running
that.
Him into the ground.
That's his biggest strength.
No,
really, because he looked like he could throw the ball on Sunday night too.
A lot.
And he's the best running quarterback. Let me back that up. He's the strongest runner quarterback in the league.
He ended up only with 11 rushes. A lot of that stuff was at the end. Yeah, you had the two, the rushing touchdowns.
You have to account for it.
But it was, I told you, it was going to be a different game plan than against Miami. Completely different. Mm. You're going to see more of what you saw against Seattle than you did against Miami. I'm not saying every time, because it might be other teams. I don't know the matchups.
He still ran it 11 times against Seattle.
Yeah, but it was only like three going into the fourth quarter, something like that.
Three of those runs were goal line to the left. What are you going to do the next time the Patriots at the goal line? We got film. We know what they're going to do. He ain't running right.
Your anal seepage comment has gone viral now.
Just got to slip that in. Or it slipped out.
He doesn't even know he just made a pun.
I did.
Yeah, it was a good one.
I brought really my A game today. I'm on fire.
You hate to see it.
Good God. No, I don't want to see any of that.
When my life gets to that point,
it's
at the age of 80 or whatever, whenever that happens.
One guy just texted about that because he was going to Boca. He goes, how many hours? I have a family flying in from China. 2020 blows. What's next?
You have a family member flying in from China? Yeah. Is that allowed?
We're going to the game.
I thought we blocked flights from China.
I thought so.
Is that still in effect?
I don't know.
I mean, you got to quarantine for 14 days now?
USFAD Michael Kelly on FAU postponement. Quote, given the outbreak among team members of our recent opponent, Notre Dame, a subsequent contract tracing within our team postponement of this Saturday's
contact
game
tracing
at FAU.
Not contract.
No, it's called contract tracing.
No, it's called contact tracing. Who you've been in contact with.
It was a typo.
Yeah, that's a typo.
Twitter account you're reading.
I think I've thought I've seen that several times, though.
Well,
why are you tracing a contract?
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's contact.
But it was a mutual agreement, which I find interesting.
FAU, Willie Taggart.
Yeah. He hasn't got to play yet.
Oh, darn. So he has as many wins as Mike Norvell, huh?
Mike Norvell won't be coaching when the Florida State Seminoles get destroyed on Saturday night on national TV with College Game Day.
Pete, how many times have you watched this game, Miami and Florida State?
I know. It's usually – and I agree. And Florida State's won – I mean, Miami's won the last four.
Comes down to a field goal.
It doesn't matter if one team is ranked, the other's not.
Throw the record books out, Chris.
It will be a close football game.
They were equally horrible last year, and Miami still won at the end.
Because it was close.
The years before that, yes, but they were reasonably talented, Florida State, reasonably talented. This team right now, I agree with you on the whole, but Florida State stinks. Unless there's a dramatic change that I don't know about what's about to happen, I think they're going to get killed.
There will be just as many Florida State fans at that game as Miami fans.
Might be more.
There might be. This will be a home game.
Where's it at?
It's at Hard Rock.
It's in Hard Rock.
But.
So you'll have 7,000 of each.
Right.
I want to say it's going to be a rivalry. You throw out everything you said, I totally agree with. I just don't feel that way this game.
All rivalries. I don't throw out the record book for Ohio State, Michigan.
I think Florida, it's too bad this game wasn't at the end of the season. I would feel much differently if it was at the end of the season. Right now, Florida State's not ready for this.
I think they're
not ready for that team. Louisville's better than Florida State, and I'm telling you.
Do you know that?
Yes. Right now, Louisville is better than Florida State. They are.
Okay.
They didn't look that good last week.
Okay. That defense was pretty horrendous.
Yeah. And what's Florida State look? They lost to Georgia Tech.
Yeah, but they only allowed 17 points or 13 points in that game.
Wow, they couldn't score. They couldn't even get out of their own way.
They scored 10, and then the lightning delay happened. I really think that messed with the game flow.
The game's going to be tight.
Yeah. Game flow.
There's no blowouts here.
I'll lay the 11.
Didn't you say three touchdowns earlier?
I'm picking them by three touchdowns.
Yeah, he's got a three touchdowns.
I'm laying the 11.
Rock Chalk has texted, again, more anal seepage text. Says, my wife wanted to go to dinner with a couple that I can't stand, so I'm just going to tell her I can't go due to anal seepage.
It's real deal.
I mean, that's a real side effect of medicine. I'm sorry.
Spread coronavirus through anal seepage.
Oh, stop it!
Can't wear a mask there.
Go back to defending Florida State. Anal seepage, same thing. No, I'm only kidding.
Oh, goodness gracious.
You throw out the record
books. So that Kentucky-Auburn game really should be a dandy.
I really thought we were going to eulogize Gale Sayers this segment.
Well, you ended that conversation.
Well, yeah, I felt bad because I liked Gale Sayers, who passed away at the age of 77. 5 good years, 7 total. Knees were shot.
Yep.
Only 2 1,000-yard rushing seasons, but
14 games.
Yeah, but he was amazing.
Anthony Lynn, like I said, part of it, he has more to this day. I'm not angry at all. It happened, you know. Like I said, I can't go into details about it, but it was a complication with the shot. No one's perfect. It happens. The doctor, I know, he's a good man. It's just unfortunate.
The doctor was wide left.
What is his malpractice insurance like? I know what my father's was like back in the day.
It's high for everybody, Pete.
Thank God he never got sued.
Yeah.
Man.
How long is a needle for a cortisone shot?
I don't know, but
they're
fact
big.
That you
You've never
know,
gotten a cortisone shot?
I have. I told you I have. But then they're one big. Time I got denied because they didn't want to puncture my lung.
They're real deal, man. Real deal.
Well, I suppose anything longer than an inch going into your rib cage has a chance of puncturing your... Man, what if they hit your heart? Well, that's game over.
I don't think they go in that far. I mean, the lungs are on the outside of the heart.
Yeah.
You'd have to go through 2 walls of lung to hit heart.
Unless it were a straight shot right to the left of the sternum.
I don't know. The fact is that you really never know. It's sort of a educated guess.
Hypothesis,
if you will. I think the bigger story for me, and that's a huge story, but is why he waited so long to get an MRI on his rib. Usually they get, you know, that kind of stuff, especially a professional athlete, you get that checked right away.
Yeah.
I was shocked that didn't happen until a few days later.
Whew. Man. All right. Yeah. Justin Herbert, it's an opportunity. All right, I think we covered it all there, right?
I don't think we covered much of anything right there.
We got Gale Sayers, he passed. We talked about Florida State, Miami. That was a legitimate sports segment, Chris.
For all of 3 minutes.
If you put on the Sheeman and Shepherd podcast on the website, which you could get at 993ESPN.com, that Sheeman and Shepherd talked about anal seepage, that's just fake news. It's misleading. It wasn't the whole segment.
I think it might get flagged by our podcast company, and they might take it down with the word that precedes seepage.
Really?
Of the now 21 canceled or postponed games, 10 have involved an AAC team. 9 have involved Conference USA.
Get it together, small conferences.
Well, it's not their fault that Notre Dame had coronavirus and now USF and FAU get affected.
Get it together, Notre Dame.
Seriously, Notre Dame, you're a real problem.
You're like the Miami Marlins of college football.
I'd kick them out.
It would cause scheduling nightmare.
I would disqualify Notre Dame in all sports.
You only want that because you want Miami to get to the ACC championship game, and you know the Golden Domers are in the way.
That's true. Tooth or night, Pete slowed down. First game with new coach. We should be better this week, Pete. A typical game. No, seriously.
If this game
were later in the season, I'd say maybe even coin flip. I'm telling you right now, it's a bad spot this week for Florida
State. This game is never
later in
the season.
I agree, they're going to get better. Florida State, I believe, will get better. Right now, this week, bad time to play Miami.
Didn't Pete say, a month ago that Florida State's going to be awesome because they got a new head coach?
No,
I said. They're going to turn things around like that?
I didn't say like that. I said they're going to be competitive.
All right.
And in the first game, they weren't. I don't care what delays there were. They had no business losing to Georgia Tech. I'm sorry.
I remember differently. I'm going to the ACC title game. Paratrooper says, you guys ain't right sometimes, but funny as hell. # anal seepage.
Get it trending.
If anybody sends a text.
What kind of text would one
why
send
Why would you
that?
Put that out
why
there?
Why are you even putting that in our listeners' minds?
You're just giving ideas. You're telling.
That's got Cougar Hunter written all over it.
You're telling children, don't touch that thing. They're going to touch it.
Reese's Pieces is all over it. I mean, you're giving these guys these ideas.
I'm giving anybody anything. I'm just saying, don't send any visuals.
Where's my promo sheet?
Oh, hold on.
Whoa.
I almost, yeah, dude, I didn't do anything, did I?
No. But that's scary. Playing with fire.
It's game week for the Florida Gators. Go Gators. 99.3 ESPN is your home for Gators football all season long.
And here they come.
Who is that Gator running off the field that has an issue? Beating East Carolina 13-7. Cowboy Cliff sent the picture of a Gator. I can't see who it is running off the field. And
Adam Lane.
Saturday, the Gators travel to Oxford to face Ole Miss. Set your alarms. Get up early. Game time coverage starts 11:30 in the morning. Noon kickoff. Gators football, Southwest Florida. Brought to you by the Wilbur Smith Law Firm. More of your texts coming. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Today is Bruce Springsteen's birthday.
Glory days.
Born in 1949. He's an old timer.
He's got a new album coming out later this year.
Really? A new album?
October 23rd, Letter to You.
Look forward to it. Hey, I got a cool, unless you got something, Craig, real quick. I got a funny little audio clip.
I got nothing.
Anniversary. Chris, going to pop me up over here from my computer.
All right. Done.
3 years ago today.
Let's see. This would have been 2017.
Kent State.
Great math.
Kent State. At Louisville, Cardinals up 21-0.
Yes.
And here's what happened.
I like his pad level, James.
Open field runner.
It's a squirrel on the field.
Yeah. Hey, look at him go. The 20.
Squirrel.
Wes, he might do it. Wes, he's going to do it. Oh, my goodness, buddy. Do it. Do it. Do it. Touchdown. Oh, man, he's my favorite squirrel. Look at him. Oh, poor guy. He's tired. That's not a very good celebration. He doesn't work on a celebration.
He collapsed in the end zone. He literally collapsed in the end zone.
Kidding me?
Fans were
maybe that's how they practice trying to tackle Lamar Jackson around here. He'd probably be as tough to catch as that squirrel.
Fun times.
Good times.
Yep.
All right.
Kent State, bad day for them. Good day for Lamar Jackson in Louisville.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson turned out to be okay.
You know, he went on to win the Heisman that year.
Yeah. 2017?
Oh, gosh.
What's the matter? What did you do?
No, I know exactly. He's looking at our thing.
That's the text line.
I put out the call for the Reese's Genius and
Oh, come on, man.
I know.
All right. That's all right. Awful.
You asked for it. I blame you.
And Cougar Hunter, and then they delivered. And I can't even describe any of them on the air. Can't do it. From our segment, last segment, which you can catch if you missed it at 99.3ESPN.com. Wherever you download your
Cowboy Cliff says, thanks to you guys, I Googled football player poop. That could be tough to explain to anyone that sees my history.
Yeah. Gotta erase that history.
Right, Chris. Honestly, let's have a logical discussion about tonight's playoff game between the Heat and the Celtics. What I think is going to be another great game. I think it'll come down to the wire. My opinion is, I do think that it took them a game, but they figured out pretty much did a good job of figuring out Miami's awesome 3-2 defense, which I haven't played 3-2 defense since junior high basketball.
The question is, will the Celtics blow a double figure lead?
Well, they didn't.
Or were the Heat blow a double figure? Somebody's blowing a double figure.
Well, not necessarily. I think the addition of Gordon Hayward really. I told
Is he
you.
Playing
I thought,
tonight?
I thought it would make a difference. And I thought he was going to play like only 15 or 16 minutes. He played 30, I think, the other night. So I do think they're just a little bit better of a team overall when he's in there. Still pretty evenly matched, but I think the Celtics squeak out a win, and they squeak out a cover too.
I'm calling it. Jay Crowder goes off tonight.
Jay Crowder. Butler, that's who goes off, huh?
I think Jimmy Butler.
I like
has
it.
I think Jimmy. I like people it. Waiting for Jimmy
he's
Butler
be,
to go
yeah.
off.
Yeah.
People
well,
are
no,
saying
Jimmy Butler's going to be Jimmy Butler.
No, but they're saying he. And I don't agree with this theory. But people have been saying he's been a little too passive. I'm not sure I agree with that. But I expect a huge game out of Jimmy Butler.
I don't
tonight.
Think the word passive is any part of Jimmy Butler.
I agree, which is why when I saw it, I'm talking about ESPN people saying this. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Well, he said that he likes to get his teammates involved in the game early. They can kind of carry the offensive burden, if you will. And then late in the game, you know, he can exert all the energy he wants on the defensive end. And then late in the game, it's his time to go get a bucket.
I think the stat from the game, the last game, was in the paint where the Celtics outscored Miami 60-36. That's a big. That's a big number.
Yeah,
and I don't expect it to be that way tonight because I think Spoelstra's too good of a coach. They'll make adjustments.
Yeah, I mean, apart from Tyler Hero last game, they really didn't get a lot from bench players. None in Iguodala didn't score. Kelly Olynyk and Derrick Jones Jr. had 3 points apiece. I mean, you did get 22 from Tyler Hero coming in off the bench. You kind of need...
Robinson's going to hit some threes.
Yeah, you know that Miami's going to hit their threes. They're a really good three-point shooting team. And I think that coming into this series, that's what the Celtics did really well, was they defended the three-point line really well. The first two games, Miami, I don't know if you want to say exploited that, but they got theirs from behind the arc. In game three, you know, 12 of 44, I think that kind of tells the story right there. If Miami comes out and they're able to hit the shot from beyond the arc, that loosens up everything that Boston does on the defensive end. They got to, you know, come out, close out a little bit quicker. That opens up the quick ball movement that the Miami Heat have. I think that the scoring is right there. Both of these teams want to hover around the 110 mark.
So I think it's going over the total again tonight.
And plus, they're both well rested. I mean, 4 days off,
which really benefits Gordon Hayward. That's
It got him back. Right.
I don't understand it. I don't understand.
Well, okay. Did they not want to compete Sunday and Monday night? Was that?
Well, the Lakers were on Sunday. I know.
I know. I'm
Oh, they could have waited until Monday.
I know.
I guess they didn't want to go up against Monday Night Football. Plus, the Eastern Conference Final is on ESPN.
I think that's what they were thinking, and they ended up with a 4 day.
Even
game.
Last night, they could have played last night.
Well, they would have gone. Well, they would have played early. Well, what time did the Lakers tip off? That was a 9 o'clock game.
That was
wasn't
a 9 o'clock.
We could have had a 7 and a 9.
And the other game, the West is on TNT, so that doesn't really matter.
Goran Dragic has to be better. He had a -29 plus minus last game. You know, 5 assists is fine from him, but following that up with 5 turnovers, not good enough. 1 of 5 from behind the arc, 2 of 10 from the floor. Goran Dragic has to be better. He has to be better because you saw it, game two in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
When he's cooking, this Miami offense is...
He's on fire, man.
But it's very difficult to stop.
But it's, and I think the frustration out of the Heat, though, and Jimmy Butler and others have said it. I mean, it's 3 games in a row that have fallen behind by double digits, not just 10, 12, 14, 17.
Yeah.
And yes, they came back in 2 of the 3. The third one, not so much. But you can't keep doing that. And the Celtics got away with it, too, in the Toronto series. I mean, they did it they did it several times. The only was one game where they stepped on the Raptors' throats and won by, 26 or whatever it was. But you can't get behind, and especially now, even another round in. If you're the Heat, you can't keep getting behind early by 14 points, 12 points.
Right.
You can't.
You look at the big four for Boston, and I'm not putting Gordon Hayward in that. It's Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, Kemba Walker, Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
Last game, they all went off offensively. Each of them had over 20 points. None of them had 30, so there was equal distribution there. Take one of them out. Take one of that. You're probably not able to take out a guy like Jason Tatum. You know, in game one, Kemba Walker had 8 points, I think. That's where the difference is right there, where find a way to take Marcus Smart out of the game. I think that's a guy that he plays so much off of emotion. If you're able to get into his head a little bit early on either side of the court, maybe it's him missing shots. Maybe you get after him on the defensive end and he picks up some early fouls. You take a guy like that out of Boston, that's a big win for Miami.
Yeah.
All right. And now let's also not forget tonight we got, game 3 of a Stanley Cup final, the Lightning and the Stars. That's all tied at 1. That's at 8 o'clock tonight.
Yep. So, and this is one of those, I'm going to call it.
Oh, overtime? Overtime.
This is
how about no overtime? I don't want overtime. I want to go to bed.
I'm going to call OT tonight on this one.
3-2 overtime?
I think it might be a little higher scoring than that. I'm going to go 4-3.
4-3 overtime.
It's a tough call.
Your overtime barometer is pretty accurate. Yeah, it's almost as good as your Tuesday night college football picks.
I'm feeling it.
This ticks me off.
I'm feeling it tonight with this one. I'm feeling it. It might be more than one.
Oh, don't do that to me. I don't want double overtime tonight. Game does start at 8-9, but
got a feeling that you know, we could be in for a classic and watch it be 7-1 or something. But I mean, I got a feeling tonight the way these two teams play. I love Tampa in the second game. They were up 3-0. They held on for a 3-2. They're on the power play. It seemed like half the game, but Dallas has been shorthanded 79 times in their 20 playoff games, not including the round robin start, but way more than everybody else. And that is a problem against the Lightning. You cannot keep giving them power play opportunities. So I will go Tampa Bay 4, Dallas 3, double OT tonight. Oh,
you're hurting me.
Classic.
All right. Maybe 3. The Bucks are back in action on Sunday after. Don't do that. Sunday afternoon, traveling to Denver, where Tom Brady just flat out is mediocre.
That's not in the script. Don't ad lib.
It's right here. Tom Brady, mediocre, in Denver in his career. And the Broncos are 0-2, by the way. Desperate. Desperate. Coverage starts at 3:30, kickoff at 4:25. Buccaneers brought to you by My Shower Door. Want to see more? Signs in One Day in Fort Myers off Alika Road at the Boathouse in Naples Bay and by Creel Tractor. Sheeman and Shepherd, what you got next? 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, let's see. On this day in history, September 23rd. Let's see here. It is, by the way, it's Great American Pot Pie Day. That'd be lovely for dinner tonight.
It's just crazy to think right now we'd be talking about exhibition basketball and hockey.
Exhibition. Yeah.
Yeah. How about that? I want you to listen. On this day in 1889, Nintendo was founded. They used to make card games back in the day. And then, like, almost 100 years later, they came out with Donkey Kong.
Nice.
And then, boom, new industry was born.
Solid business model to keep relevant.
They stay with the times, don't they? Who knows what they'll do 100 years from now? Let's see here.
In 130.
Yeah. Sparky Anderson becomes the first manager in the bigs to win 100 games in both leagues. 1984, Tigers. Mm-hmm. Jose Canseco, the first to steal 40 bases and hit 40 home runs in 1988. And in, I don't remember this, Pete, I'm sure you do, 1992, the first female to play in an NHL game, the Tampa Bay Lightning. Manone Raymond. That was probably a preseason game, wasn't it?
I believe so, yeah.
She played goalie for a period, and they scored 2 goals on 9 attempts.
Julie the Cat Gaffney, huh?
Who's Julie the Cat Gaffney?
She's a goaltender for Team USA and D2 Mighty Ducks. Oh,
that was
solid reference,
was
right?
It was a bit of a stretch for me, but I'm glad you explained
Not
it.
Not a good movie.
D2?
I didn't see that. No.
Gordon Bombay gets way too big of a head for himself, and he's got to get back to himself.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Marty Schottenheimer, Larry Mize,
underrated
Marvin Lewis, who's had a blessed life. John Harbaugh.
Why'd you say that about Marvin Lewis?
Because he made millions of dollars coaching years after he should have been fired in Cincinnati, right?
Yeah, he was getting his team to the playoffs. That's like winning a Super Bowl in Cincinnati.
Yep. 0-7.
It's all about standards, Craig. Would you fire a coach if he constantly got the Lions into the playoffs?
Jim Caldwell.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Happy birthday, Eric Montross, traitor.
Oh.
Hey.
He did. He grew up in Indiana and went to North Carolina instead of the Hoosiers.
Not a bad Celtic back in the day.
Smart man.
1979, Bryant Mount McKinney from the U. Happy birthday.
Sweet. Yeah.
Pete Shepard, you're up.
Quote, I would almost give my left arm to be a part of this staff.
Good, I'm glad you said
Jacksonville
arm.
Jaguars legend Jimmy Smith really wants to work with Deion Sanders at Jackson State. Please, 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 quote, let me be part of this historic event that's going on right now. Former Pro Bowl wide receiver said his message to Prime, I want to be a part of it, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. Again, Prime officially hired over at Jackson State University this week. And Jimmy says that Deion's passionate speech at the announcement rally Monday really fired him up. So much so, Jimmy, who played at Jackson State before being drafted in 92, says he's going to get a face-to-face meeting with Sanders. So my understanding is no Warren Sapp. He's definitely not. He's out. And I'm still not sure about Terrell Owens. I don't know if he's going to be the wide receivers coach or not.
T.O. All right. Chris, we await your stone cold lock of the night, hovering around 60%-ish.
I'm above 60%, Craig.
61?
Yes. Put some respect on it. Last night, I gave you a winner. Told you to take the 6.5 with the Nugs. They just won. Craig, it's one of those games you sit back and you just say, okay, let's get to the end of this so the account can go up.
Right.
Bottom line goes up in the green. It was a positive night.
I love
positive
this.
Night. Tonight, got to go NBA, right? I've crushed the bubble.
You want to go Stanley Cup? Mm-hmm.
I've crushed the bubble.
Okay. I went Stanley Cup.
Crushed the bubble. Miami does not lose back-to-back games. They don't do it. They haven't done it all postseason. That's a fact. Look that up. There's a little stat for you. Now, they might lose this game, but if they do lose this game, it's going to be a close loss, like 3 or less points. Mm-hmm. So we'll take the 3.5 with the Miami Heat.
Is it still 3.5 or is it down to 3?
Oh, I wrote that out before the show. Yeah, it was at 3.5.
Yeah, it might be. It might be 3.5 still.
All right.
Yeah.
So what we got tonight? We got
Heat Seas.
That's what we got on our station.
Yeah, starts at 8.
Awesome.
Starts at 8.
Should be a bar. That should be great.
In the meantime, we'll have ESPN.
No, that series is due for overtime.
Duh.
It is.
I got reports.
It is. Okay. It's come close, really.
You're killing me.
2.5 out of 3 games. It's really come close, and certainly the first two games could have very easily. Yeah. Two. What? You know what? I'm going to call OT on that too.
Wow. So two OTs tonight, huh?
Yeah. Two OTs.
Well, three
tonight.
Total because you called the double OT in the hockey.
Yeah. I'm calling. I'm torn on the double OT in hockey, but I think there will be OT. I think we'll be OT in the basketball. I got a feeling.
I'm gonna wish ill things for you.
I don't mean. I'd say it if I was doing the report.
Why
this
you
week.
Stay up late and you sleep in? Why are you the one complaining?
Because
Mr. 11:30 alarm.
I got to do reports for 96K Rock, and I want to get them over, get them done, get my work done, finish my work day. Mm. You know, you people, your work day ends here at 5:55. I gotta work till like 11-12 o'clock tonight.
Or you could just watch the games and get up at 6 o'clock and do it. The first one doesn't air, I don't think, until 6:25.
But you won't do that, will you?
That's ridiculous.
No, what if not? Some big news breaks overnight and you've already sent in your sports report?
I've redone them before.
Have you?
Okay. So is Pete.
Yes.
Sure, that's fun.
No, that's when you start your day swearing. Oh, son of a gun.
I don't know if you need to go that far.
The one that messed me up the most, I had AB was going to the Bills.
Oh, yeah. That was
I had to redo that one like 3 times.
Was that a Rappaport?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was an
Ian
Rappaport
special.
I wished ill will on his career at that point.
Oh, man.
Is this picture of a pitchfork going through a rear end from Reese's Genius real, or is that from a movie?
I don't know. Why don't you try it?
I don't want to try that. That hurts.
Do you guys know who Team USA beat in the Junior World Championships?
The men's or the women?
In D2?
No.
The Mighty Ducks?
Oh.
Team Iceland with Gunnar Stahl.
For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me. Good night, Southwest Florida. Talk to you tomorrow. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.